The Menominee River is central to the heritage of the tribe of Native Americans that bears the same name. Guy Reeder is a Menominee member. The tribe's reservation is in northern Wisconsin, but Reeder says the river is key to its culture.
Coincidentally, you know, they call the river the Menominee River, and where this mine is going to be is in Menominee County. You know, we are that reason why they call it that. You know?
The tribe and other mine opponents are concerned about acid waste leaching into groundwater and eventually running into Green Bay. Clifford Nelson is Aquila's vice president for U.S. operations. He says the mine site is located 150 feet below the level of the river, and a cutoff wall will be built to offset the threat of contamination.
There's going to be some water that seeps through the 150 feet of dirt or so. This impedes that to a very, very low rate. And that water will be either used in any water that does get through, which, like I said, will be minimal, will either be used in the process or run through our water treatment plant.
Aquila Resources hopes to have a permit approved by the end of the year. The company's website says there's an estimated 1 million ounces of gold and 1 billion pounds of zinc at the site. Nelson says it's better to extract those resources from a mine approved by Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality.
This is a very rigid state for permitting, and so Would they not rather that we have a mine in a location that has very rigid permitting requirements, and so it's very controlled, or have other companies running in other countries where they have very little to no environmental control?
The Menominee River is home to sturgeon and freshwater mussels. It forms part of the border between Wisconsin and Michigan. Al Geddix is an emeritus sociology professor from UW-La Crosse. He says any activity on the river is a joint responsibility between both states.
Any contamination at the headwaters of the Menominee River is going to affect people that depend upon the fishing industry or the tourism industry, or for that matter, clean water downstream. Not to mention the fact that we have a sovereign Indian tribe in Wisconsin whose ancestral grounds and archaeological sites are on the actual mine site and which have not been adequately investigated by either the state of Wisconsin or by the federal government.
Geddick says acid runoff is a real threat.
If there is a heavy rain, if there is a destabilization of the waste containment areas on site, there are 54 million tons of waste that could be discharged into the Menominee River, which would be a major catastrophe.
Guy Reeder from the Menominee tribe says the mine site's cultural significance is central to his people.
It could be comparable to, you know, the Garden of Eden for Christians. You know, I mean, it really is. It's our beginning as a nation, as a people.
Reeder and other mine opponents are holding informational speaking sessions on the proposed mine. The next one is Wednesday, May 25th in Stevenson, Michigan. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.